The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. It's time for the Recruiting Roundup, your A to Z guide for Michigan football and basketball recruiting. Here's Sam Webb.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTKA.com, live on location. Radrick Farms, beautiful golf course right here in Ann Arbor, site of the U of M Club of Greater Detroit's annual golf outing. That's why you're out here today. I am back, too. First time after a hiatus, much-needed hiatus, brain break from work. My wife had me do a lot of work on the home front, though. It's not like I was totally off. I just had to dedicate my undivided attention to family. That actually was therapeutic. But that doesn't mean that the sports world, the Michigan sports world, the Michigan recruiting world didn't keep on going, right? It absolutely did. The Wolverines picked up a commitment while I was out. A three-star tight end who made his way to Ann Arbor for the annual barbecue at the Big House, hoping for an offer. You know, would he receive it? He did. He picked up that offer. He quickly narrowed his list to a few schools with Michigan at or near the top of the list. And then he went ahead and made his commitment to Michigan here while I was out. Young man's name, Zach Marshall, after cutting his list to Cal, Michigan, and Utah, decided that Michigan was indeed the place that he would go to give you the vitals on Zach Marshall out of Carlsbad, California, 6'4", 220 pounds, a young man right now. Again, the rankings have to catch up with the talent, but ranked according to the 24/7 Sports Composite, number 685 nationally, the number 60 athlete according to the 24/7 Sports ranking, the number 74 athlete nationally. But our analyst, which I trust above all other, surprise, right? They're really high on the young man. Want to see how the season really unfolds for him. But Greg Biggins, who I've known for over 20 years now, has really been profiling this recruitment, saw Michigan really rise in contention rapidly after the barbecue at the Big House visit. And you know, Zach sort of broke it down to him. He said, Michigan, the experience for the barbecue just changed everything. Loved the environment, loved the winning tradition. Said he loved the on-field and off-field aspects in the classroom, loved the coaching staff. Felt like he really connected with Grant Newsom. A lot of really, really great conversations while they were one-on-one during that visit. Came away with a much stronger appreciation for Jim Harbaugh. Got to get a certain image of him on television, right? He said, no, he's really a funny dude. So got that experience. Loved his NFL background as well. This was a stat that I didn't even have committed to memory, but Zach Marshall, being a tight end, he said every starting tight end at Michigan since 2016 has played in the NFL. That was a compelling stat for him as well, but again, get back to Grant Newsom, getting back to touring the football facilities, get back to the classroom aspect of it. Just the best of all worlds for him. And then, he said J.J. McCarthy. He said the chance to catch passes from J.J. McCarthy was another real factor in his decision to commit to Michigan. He's coming off a junior campaign where he caught 44 passes for 1,020 yards and 9 touchdowns. So a true flex guy. He measured in, we had a year ago, 6'4", 218 pounds. Or recently, a 6'4", 218 pounds. It's 25 pounds heavier than last year. And he clocked a 4.69 40, 31-inch vertical really, really plus high-level athlete. And, you know, be interesting to see how things go for him this year, because he's a guy that our West Coast analysts will really be checking for as far as a rankings bump. But they want to see it on the field first, how he plays at this bigger weight. And he transferred to Carlsbad out in California this year, so he'll be sitting out the first four games. But he will be part of one of the best duos in the state of California, as he'll be catching passes from a Michigan quarterback target in the 2024 class in Julian Sayin. So one to keep an eye on as well. And certainly, as I said before, Michigan picking up a commitment, 2023 tight end from Carlsbad, California, a three-star by the name of Zach Marshall, commits to Michigan over Cal and Utah, an up-and-comer out on the West Coast. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side as we are live on location, Radrick Farms, site of the U of M Club of Greater Detroit's annual golf outing. Pick up more of that when we return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor Accumulus Station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.